以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第十六章第二十二和二十三个诗节，讲经的题目是妇女与国家管理。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2001年11月29日，地点是香港庙。
Gum in the form of a cow.
In the form of a cow, 以牛的形象。
Do the he will milk.
Will milk, 会牛奶。
Adiraja.
Adiraja.
Extraordinary king.
Extraordinary king, 非凡的国王。
Prajapati.
Prajapati.
Progenitor of mankind.
Progenitor of mankind, 人类的后代，孕育者。
Vritikara,
Vritikara,
providing living facility,
providing living facility, 供应生活的设施。
Prajanam,
Prajanam,
of the citizens,
of the citizens, 市民的。
Ya,
Ya,
one who,
one who, 一个人哪。
Lilaya,
Lilaya,
simply by pastime,
simply by pastime, 单单只凭逍遥的时光。
Adrin,
Adrin,
mountains and hills,
mountains and hills, 大山与小山。
Swasarasa,
Swasarasa,
of his bow,
of his bow, 与他的弓。
Kotya,
Kotya,
by the pointed end,
by the pointed end, 与个尖的。
Bindan,
Bindam,
breaking,
breaking, 破。
Samam,
Samam,
level,
level, 水平。
Gum,
Gum,
the earth,
地球。
Akarod,
Akarod,
will
make, 将会做。
Yata,
Yata,
as
就如。
Indra,
Indra,
the king of heaven, Indra,
the king of heaven, Indra, 天帝因陀罗。
Translation: this king, the protector of the citizens, is an extraordinary king and is equal to the Prajapati demigods. For the living facility of all citizens, he will milk the earth, which is like a cow. Not only that, but he will level the surface of the earth with the pointed ends of his bow, breaking all the hills, exactly as King Indra, the heavenly king, breaks mountains with his powerful thunderbolt.
聖典博加行第四篇十六章二十二节译文。这个国王呢，他是市民的保护者，是一个非凡的国王。他是相等于半神人的后代孕育者。为了所有市民的生活的设施，他是将会令到个地球的滋润有好像牛奶一样，就他就作为好像一只母牛一样。不单止是这样，他还是将个地球的表面是做平的，用他的弓的尖端去打破所有的山脉。就如天帝因陀罗，他用他的强大的棒槌是打破所有的山脉。
Translation: oh, there's no purpose, we'll read the next verse. When the lion travels in the forest with its tail turned upward, all menial animals hide themselves. Similarly, when King Prithu will travel over his kingdom and vibrate the string of his bow, which is made of the horns of goats and bulls, and is irresistible in battle, all demonic rogues and thieves will hide themselves in all directions.
23节译文，当一只狮子是在森林巡游的时候，它是将它的尾是伸高的，而所有的微小的动物就将它们隐藏。同样地，当比图大军是在它的王国巡游的时候，它是响起它的弓箭。这个弓呢，就是用牛、山羊和公牛的角组成，是在所有的战场呢都是不可抗御的。而所有恶魔的流民盗贼呢，都将会在各方面隐藏起来。
It is very appropriate to compare a powerful king like Prithu to a lion. In India, Kshatriya kings are still called Singh, which means lion.Unless rogues, thieves, and other demonic people in a state are afraid of the executive head who rules the kingdom with a strong hand, there cannot be peace or prosperity in the state. Thus, it is most regrettable when a woman becomes the executive head instead of a lion-like king. In such a situation, the people are considered very unfortunate.
要恰当地比喻一个强大有力的国王，好像比图大军比喻了一只狮子，在印度萨德利的国王们仍然被称为Shing，意思是狮子，除非这些流民盗贼和恶魔的人们在这个地方是在对这个地方的首脑恐惧，这个首脑是可以统治的王国用一个很强的手段。 否则那个地方就没有平和和繁荣。如此当一个妇人成为一个地方的首脑，而不是一个像狮子一样的国王去统治的话，这一点是非常令人懊悔的。在这个情况下，人们被认为是非常不幸。Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya
Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmaishri Gurave Namaha. So just as Maharaj Prithu is compared to a lion, in the same way also Lord Chaitanya was like a lion.
就好像比图大军比喻为狮子，同样主宰坦爷亦都比喻为狮子一样。
Both in his physical appearance and in his manner and behavior.
除了是讲他的外形之外，亦都是讲到他的行为表现。
Sometimes he is called Simha Avatar, Lion Incarnation.
主宰坦爷有时被称为狮子的化身， Simha Avatar.
And sometimes Prabhupada also told us that sometimes he was also like a Nrisinga Guru, that he was.
圣巴布巴有时都会告诉他的门徒，他有时被称为这个Nrisinga Guru。
And also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was regarded like that.
同样巴蒂士丹达沙斯瓦提亦都有同样的称谓。
Means that the meaning is that the other people who were rascals like thieves and dacoits, then they were very afraid of King Prithu.
即是说到这些土匪流民，他们是非常畏惧比图大军。And
similarly, atheists and Mayavadis and mental speculators, they were also fearful of Nrisinga Gurus like Srila Prabhupada.
同样有一些无神论者或者假象中的人士，他们也非常畏惧圣巴布巴一般的Nrisinga Guru。
It is said that the milk from the lion has to be held in a special. You cannot put the milk from a lion into a clay pot.
咁你话说咧，就话你唔可以将狮子嘅奶咧，系用一个泥做嘅器皿嚟到去盛载嘅。
It has to go into the steel pot.
一定要用一啲金属嘅器皿嚟到装。
Because the clay pot has pores, and if that milk from the lion is put into a clay pot, it will simply break, it will cause the pot to crack.
因为泥做的器皿本身有很多气孔，如果你将狮子的奶放用泥做的器皿来盛载的话，只会令到那些奶渗下去，会弄烂那个器皿。It's
such a very powerful type of milk.
可以见到这种奶本身是一些很有威力的奶。
In the same way, to get that milk from Lord Chaitanya or from Srila Prabhupada, we have to have also the special pot to receive.
同样，如果我们想去接收来自于主宰坦爷或者圣帕布帕的奶的话，我们都要用一些特别的器皿来到去盛载。
If you don't have the right container, then you won't be able to receive.
如果你没有一个适合的器皿的话，你不可以接收得到。
So the proper container is that we have to have that qualification which is described by Lord Chaitanya in his Shikshastikam.
适当的器皿，其实就是好像在主宰坦爷在百分规里面所描述的品质一样。
Lord Chaitanya says, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarare Vasaishna. One should first of all be more tolerant than a tree and be devoid of all sense of false prestige.
咁咧，主所坦若百分规讲到咧，一个人咧要好比一棵草咁谦卑啦，同埋咧系要容忍咧，同埋要随时向别人致敬。
To offer all respects to others and not expect any respect for himself。
要随时向别人致敬啦，唔祈求别人嘅回敬。
And then one can actually receive the mercy from these great personalities。
如此嘅时候咧，一个人先可以去接收到啊，来自一啲伟大人物嘅恩赐。
Actually, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is so powerful in this Kali Yuga. We can see it can deliver so many fallen souls.
我哋可以见到啊，呢个卡利年代主宰坦尼嘅恩慈系咁具威力咧，佢可以将一啲自堕落嘅灵魂嚟到去拯救。
And we also have the opportunity to receive some of this mercy.
咁样我哋亦都有咁幸运嘅机会咧，可以接收部分嘅恩慈啦。
And it is, you know, our business as devotees that we should not simply want the mercy only for ourselves, but we have to also distribute it to others.
咁我哋作为奉献者嘅责任啊，唔单止系自己去接受呢啲嘅恩慈啦，亦都要将呢啲嘅恩慈派发俾其他嘅人。
If we take up this, just like Maharaj Prithu, he was very much concerned to protect his kingdom from all types of thieves and dacoits.
就好似咧，比图太君咧，佢系好注重咧去保卫他的国土不受到这些土匪的骚扰。
In the same way, we should be concerned to preach Krishna consciousness so that people are also fearful. People preaching these atheistic philosophies, they will also fear.
同样我们要积极去传教，好让那些去传扬这个无神论的人士是恐惧于我们的传教底下的。
Prabhupada's mission was to go to the Western world to deliver the Western world from impersonalism and voyeurism.
咁，Prabhupada嘅使命咧就系嚟到西方国家咧，就将西方国家咧系免受于呢一个虚无主义嘅影响。
So everything here, we see Hong Kong is very much a Western place. Everything is just like the West.
咁咧，我哋见到香港其实都系一个颇西化嘅地方啦。
And impersonalism and atheism is also rampant, has been here for thousands of years.
咁咧，无神呢个虚无主义以及系无神论嘅教导咧，喺呢一个地方都泛滥咗有成千年咁耐。
So because this civilization has been so full of impersonalism and atheistic philosophy for such a long time, it is not an easy task to change people's thinking.
因为文化本身受到这个无神论以及非人格性的影响是这么久的时候，要去完成这个我们的责任是基本是很难的。
But it is very appropriate that Lord Chaitanya has come and is the most merciful of all of the incarnations of Krishna.
但是主宰坦耶他是以这个 Krishna 这个最仁慈的形象是来到这个世界。
And he has come especially to give this mercy to the fallen soul.
他来到这个世上是特别将这个恩慈是给这些堕落的灵魂。
Everyone is simply turning away from Krishna, trying to enjoy the material energy.
每个人尝试是搬离 Krishna, 是去享受这个物质的世界。
Krishna Bulya Jeev Anadir Bahir Mukha. That Anadir Bahir Mukha, that Krishna Bulya Jeev, the living entity, has forgotten Krishna since time immemorial.
自太古以来呢，生物体呢是忘记了 Krishna。
Adi means the beginning. So Anadi means without beginning.
Adi 的意思就是开始， Anandi 的意思， Anadi 的意思呢就是说没有开始。
Means we've forgotten Krishna since longer than we can remember.
就是说呢，我们呢自我们记忆所及啊，我们忘记了 Krishna 呢，都不是我们记忆所能够记得到。
Itaiva maya taradeya samsara dukkha. The result of forgetting Krishna is that we have simply been suffering so many different miseries in this material world.
因为我们忘记了 Krishna 的缘故呢，那我们呢在这个物质的苦海那里不断地受苦。
But still we're so foolish that we always go on trying to make more and more plans for our enjoyment.
但是呢，我们是这么愚蠢的，我们还不断地去计划尝试怎样去获得不同的享乐。
Although we have seen that so many people in the past have all failed in their attempts.
虽然我们在历史上已经见到无数的人是失败过了。
But still we think we will be different. We think we will make an experience.
但是我们仍然 会以为我们呢、会是不同的一个，而且是可能成功的。
I will make a nice peaceful life for myself.
我可以为我自己带来一个平和的生活。
Just like our friend here, he wants a peaceful life.
就好像我们在座的有位朋友，他希望有一个平和的生活一样。
But we do not know what is actually peace.
但是我们其实不明白什么叫真正的平和。
What does it mean to be peaceful?
要变得平和，究竟是什么意思呢？
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the meaning of peace.
主 Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》那里解释何谓之平和。
First of all, you have to know that everything belongs to Krishna.
首先你要明白一切的东西是属于 Krishna 的。
Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You believe it.
你相不相信？
You may know it, but do you believe it?
你可能知道，但是你未必会相信。
So everything you own, it belongs to Krishna. It's not yours.
每一样我们所谓拥有的东西都是属于 Krishna 的，不是我们的。
And because it belongs to Krishna, it's meant for Krishna's enjoyment.
因为是属于 Krishna 的缘故，是应该用来在 Krishna 的享乐上面。
And also Krishna is our best friend.
另外就是 Krishna 是我们最好的朋友。
So this, of course, this is a peace formula from Bhagavad Gita.But everyone's making war. Nobody wants peace.
但是现今每个人都在宣扬战争，没有人是真正希望平和。
Not only America and Afghanistan make war.
不单单是美国和阿富汗是宣战。
We're all making war with each other.
我们每个人其实都跟不同的人在宣战。
Oh, somebody took my seat.
有人霸了我的位
置。 Somebody took more prasadam, there's not enough for me.
有人拿得太多的祭遇，都不剩下给我。
Somebody never did their service, I had to do it for them.
有些人经常都不做他们的服务，经常都要替他。
You know, there's always wars going on, even in the home.
每一分每一秒，甚至在家庭里面都有战争的发生。
Husband and wife are constantly at war with each other.
夫妻之间经常去骂战。
Brothers and sisters are at war with each other.
兄弟姐妹成日争执咯。
It is just material life.
呢个就系物质嘅生活啦。
Nobody is peaceful because they have forgotten Krishna.
因为人们忘记 Krishna 嘅缘故咧，所以冇人系平和嘅。
But if we put ourselves into Krishna consciousness and remember that nothing is mine, it's all Krishna's, then we can be peaceful.
如果我哋每一个人都记得所有嘅嘢都系 Krishna 嘅，冇一样嘢系属于我嘅时候咧，咁我哋先至会变得平和。
But instead, we are all thinking, well, first I will get this nice house, or I will get a nice family, and this way I will be peaceful.
相反我们经常在想，等我买了间屋子，娶了个太太，那我就会平和开心。
I just need to get this nice job, or I just need this promotion.
我只是要找份好工啊，升职啊。
We are thinking some position.Will make us not comfortable and peaceful.
我哋以为若干嘅地位咧，会让我哋变得舒服啦、安乐啦。
But the person who is actually peaceful is the person who has nothing.
咁咧，一个真正平和嘅人咧，就系一无所有嘅人。
Because when one understands everything belongs to Krishna, then you can be actually peaceful.
因为一个人如果真系明白到万事都系万物都系属于 Krishna 嘅话咧，先至可以咧达至真正嘅平和。
So when Maharaj Prithu was protecting his kingdom, his consciousness was not, this is my kingdom.
咁样当比图大军去保卫佢嘅国家嘅时候咧，佢并不抱住一个态度，就话以为呢个国家系属于佢。
He wasn't punishing these thieves and rascals because he was thinking this is my kingdom and I don't want you to behave like this.
当佢惩罚呢啲土匪嘅时候咧，佢唔系抱住话呢个系我国家嘅。这个国家属于我的这种心态来到去惩罚他。
But he was doing it as a service for Krishna.
那么他去执行这些职责呢，就作为对 Krishna 的服务。
He understood his consciousness was that he is representing Krishna, and as his duty to Krishna was to instill the proper peace and order within the country.
咁咧，佢意識到啊，作為 Krishna 嘅代表咧，佢係需要咧將呢一種嘅紀律啊同埋平和咧，係帶俾佢嘅國土嘅。
So in the same way, we should also take up our proper responsibilities for the service of Krishna.
同樣啊，我哋都為咗 Krishna 嘅服務咧，係需要接受咧各個不同嘅責任。
Somebody is responsible. Someone has to serve the deities.
咁咧，有人係需要負責去服務神像咧。
Someone is doing the cooking.
有人負責去烹調啦。
Someone's doing the yoga society.
有人係負責呢一個瑜伽嘅中心啦。
Someone's collecting from the Indian people.
有人需要去向啲印度人籌款啦。
Someone else has to distribute books.
有人需要去派書啦。
We should not forget the importance of book distribution.
咁我哋唔應該忘記嘅呢一個派書嗰種嘅重要性啊。
That this is also very dear to Srila Prabhupada.And to Srila Gurudev.
咁咧，呢一派書咧，對於聖帕布巴以及我哋嘅靈性導師嚟講咧，係一種好重要嘅嘢嚟嘅。
So if we neglect, this was the most important part of Prabhupada's mission in coming to the West, distributing books.
如果我哋忘記咗啊，帕布巴嚟到西方最重要嘅使命就係派書嘅話咧。
Even one may decorate the deities very beautifully, as they nearly always are here in Hong Kong.
咁咧，就算我哋啊可以將神像裝飾裝扮得好漂亮都好啦嚇。
But that does not mean we will get the mercy of the pure devotee。
咁咧並唔表示咧，我哋可以咧獲得呢個純粹奉獻者嘅恩慈嘅。
But if you distribute the books, I'm sure you will get the mercy。
但係如果你係去派書嘅話咧，好肯定咧，你係獲到呢啲恩慈。
That's the most important.Because it's the most difficult service, it's the most important.
咁因為佢係呢個服務係最重要嘅啦，因此咧係most important and then why?
Because it's the most difficult.
因為係最重要啦，因此咧係亦都係最困難嘅。
So I hope that in this coming month of December and before the Chinese New Year, that some of you will take the advantage, take the opportunity to try and distribute some literature.
咁咧，我希望就喺嚟緊呢個十二月啦，或者新年之前咧，大家會藉著呢個機會咧，係去派發一啲嘅書籍嘅。
For many years, Hong Kong had been very good in book distribution.
咁咧有好多年咧，就香港咧係以派書出名嘅。
But now it has dropped to nothing.
咁咧而家咧跌到落去咧係毫無成就啊。
But Taiwan is going steadily and distributing books.
咁咧，台灣咧就係好規律咁樣去派緊書。
And so certainly people here, there are people here in Hong Kong looking for devotees.
肯定咧喺香港啊，呢度咧有人喺度等待啊，尋找緊奉獻者嘅。
We have to be representatives of King Prithu.
我哋咧要成為啊比道大君嘅代表。
Go out and preach.
要出去傳教啦。
Look for these atheists. Of course, as devotees, we make distinction.
咁咧作為奉獻者咧，我哋要作出分野。
Maharaj Prithu as a king, he had to go and punish these thieves and rascals.
咁咧比道大君作為國王啊，佢要係要咧挺身而出咧嚟到去懲罰呢啲嘅
We don't go and look for all the atheists and Mayavadis and just challenge them.
咁咧，我哋唔會話出去揾嗰啲嘅無神論者或者係假象宗人士嚟到去挑戰佢哋。
There's enough arguing going on in Kali Yuga.
咁喺卡利年代咧，已經有足夠嘅爭議啊。
We're not going out there just to challenge all these people.
咁我哋出去咧，唔係話要出去咧挑戰出邊嘅人們。
But we're more interested to find the innocent people.
我哋只係更有志於咧找出嗰啲有興趣無知嘅人。
We avoid the atheists and rascals。
咁咧，我哋嘗試去迴避啊呢啲無神論者同埋呢一類嘅無賴。
If we will try to preach to them, then they will commit offences, and we will also be committing.
如果我哋嘗試向呢啲人傳教嘅時候咧，佢哋只會作出冒犯咧，然後咧我哋會受到影響。
We do not instruct the glories of the Lord to the faithless。
我哋唔會向一啲全無信念嘅人去傳揚主嘅名耀嘅。
But we try to create faith in people。
但係咧，我哋嘗試咧喺人們嘅心中嗰度建立信念。
And we look for the innocent people。
咁我哋去咧嘗試去找尋嗰啲無知嘅人。
So So Prabhupada in this purport also mentions something about the position of women, that he considers it to be inappropriate for a woman to be a king.
咁咧，Prabhupada喺要旨嗰度咧，亦都提到一个女性嘅地位。女性如果作为一国之主嘅话咧，其实唔系一个恰当嘅处境嚟噶。
For the particular purpose that he can, it's not very appropriate for women as in general to go around killing or punishing thieves and such people.
因为一般而言咧，若然女性是去四出去殺敵的話呢，不是一種恰當的情況。
Sometimes women feel upset that they're not being given a proper position.
有時女性呢，會因為她們沒有受到這個正確的對待，或者是有一個地位而感到
We can see now. We see nowadays it's become quite common for women to become even heads of state.
咁啊，而家現今嘅情況咧，就算係女性成為一國嘅元首咧，係好普遍嘅情況嚟嘅。
However, Prabhupada specifically mentions here that the people in such countries are very unfortunate.
但係好似Prabhupada喺要旨嗰度講到就話，這個如果係女性作為國家元首嘅國家嘅人民，其實係非常不幸嘅。
That means women in general are not qualified.
这个是指一般而言女性不是有足够的资格。
Most women would not feel very happy to have to go around with a sword and cut off people's hands and arms.
一般的妇女呢，她们不会喜欢呢，是喜欢呢，手持武器呢，去杀敌啊，或者是诸如此类。
But sometimes there are some women who would do it.
咁有時偶然咧，會有啲嘅女性咧係會咁樣去做嘅。
Even in India, there were some women from royal families who became somehow they became rulers.
咁你就算喺印度咧，有時咧一啲嘅婦女咧來自於皇室嘅家庭咧，係會成為一啲嘅統治者。
And they fought with their army.
咁咧，佢哋會同佢哋嘅兵隊咧一齊去作戰。
Even nowadays, you've got some women soldiers in the American army.
就算而家喺美國嘅軍隊入邊咧，亦都有女兵啊。
But it's not very natural for women.
但係呢個對女性嚟講唔係咁自然嘅一回事嚟嘅。
Just like nowadays, you know, you get men, you know, you find often there some men who are more like women, dressed like women and. So we know that's not very normal.
咁尤其是而家啦嚇，你會有時見到啲男性咧係以作女性嘅打扮，咁你都會話唔係咁正常。
In the same way, it's not normal for women to be like men.
同樣就係話，如果一個女性係行為似男性嘅話咧，亦都唔係咁正常。
You see, sometimes you know they have women play football matches.
有時佢哋有女子足球賽啦。
And you know, It just you know we should understand it's not minimizing the position of a woman, but it's giving a woman proper respect.
咁我哋唔係話嘗試去貶低女性嘅地位啊，只不過咧係嘗試咧給予女性一個恰當嘅尊重。
And in nowadays, women you know they often do all the same work as men.
咁而家我哋見到女性嘅工作咧，就好似男性一樣所做嘅嘢。
You know, see them fixing the cars.
你見佢哋會去修理汽車啊。
And working in the factories.
喺工廠度做嘢咯。
They've got their overalls on. They have overalls, working clothes on, very dirty clothes.
咁你見到佢哋嘅工作服啊。
And their hands are all black and oil.
有冇見到佢哋隻手咧又充滿油污啊
？So that is not how a woman is supposed to live.
咁咧呢一種嘅生活唔係一個女性咧應該生活嘅模樣嚟嘅。
But this is what the modern society has brought on.
但係咧呢個就係一個所謂現代社會帶嚟嘅嘢啦。
It is actually men's way of cheating women.
咁只不過係男士咧，佢哋係欺騙女性嘅其中一啲嘅。表現啊、
Just like they say in China, Nan Nu Ping Dang, you are equal to men.
就好像在內地呢，啲人會去提倡男女平等啊。
So they get the woman to do the work of the man and they pay the woman less.
咁咧，佢哋咧會揾啲會讓婦女咧從事男性嘅工作啦，但係佢嘅工資咧係少啲嘅。
It's just a way of exploiting people.
只不過咧係去剝削人們嘅一啲嘅表現。
But people like to be cheated.
但係咧，人咧係中意咧被欺騙啊。
This is because we're so blind and conditioned, we actually feel that oh, this is good.
我哋係咁盲目啊，以及咧係條限咧，咁我哋以為呢一啲嘅情況係好嘅現象。
But in the Vedic society, a woman was properly protected and treated like mother.
但係啊，喺一個韋陀嘅傳統嘅社會咧，女性係應該受到保護啦，或者咧係被對待好似母親一般。
She could dress herself like a woman.
她可以將她自己打扮成一個傳統的女性。
And decorate herself as a woman.
她可以用不同的裝飾來裝扮自己。
And in this way, she would be natural. She would be living a natural life.
如此的時候，她才可以過一個自然的生活。
So Prabhupada saw that, you know, he saw the failure, he saw this tendency in the modern society and he's speaking against it.
咁咧，普普巴見到現今嘅社會嘅情況係咁樣嘅時候咧，佢咧因此咧係講一啲嘅針對呢一個現今狀況嘅説話。
But still, this is sometimes a difficult point for women, especially women in the Western society, it's very difficult for some of them to accept this.
但是对于一些妇女，尤其是西方的妇女，是一些很难接受的说话来的。
They have been arguing about this on the internet for months.
他们在这个internet 叫什么？在网上面已经讨论了相当时日的这个题目。
And the women are always resisting that no, that Prabhupada didn't understand women. They think Prabhupada didn't understand women.
有一啲嘅女士，有一啲嘅女士咧，佢哋喺網上面去反抗啊，就係咧，甚至乎宣稱咧，Prabhupada咧唔明白女性。
But Prabhupada is a self-realized soul. We should accept what he says.
咁咧，Prabhupada作為呢一個自覺嘅靈魂啦，咁我哋應該去接受佢所講嘅説話。
And by following their words, then we will actually be happy.
咁咧，透過去跟從佢嘅説話咧，我哋咧係先至真正咧可以變得快樂。
But you can see that people who are just simply acting according to their own mind, serving their own material desires, they're never satisfied.
咁我哋可以見到嘅就係話，有啲人咧係只係去聽令於自己嘅心意啊，係去服務自己嘅感官嘅話咧，佢哋實事實上得唔到快樂嘅。
So the principle is to surrender to Krishna.
因此個原則就係咧要向 Krishna 歸依。
And follow in the footsteps of his devotees.
同埋咧，跟從佢嘅奉獻者嘅步伐。
And then we will be peaceful and successful.
然後咧，我哋先會變得平和啦，同埋成功。
Any questions?
有冇問題
？Ladies, what do you think? You want to be king?
We are already king.
Yeah, in the Chinese home, we know you Chinese women are all king.
Mars 問啲在座嘅女性有冇問題？咁個 Mars 問我哋。
Like a woman, like a man, is
due to her karma. 即仲有一個問題就話咧，女性如果係行為好似男性一般，其實係咪因為佢嘅業報嘅緣故咧？相反亦嚟講，亦都係咪因為業報
？According to your previous life, you have your mind has a particular nature.You've taken birth not by chance, but the birth you've taken is according to our previous actions.
咁咧，我哋其實接受咩嘅身體啊，有啲咩嘅一類嘅生命嘅形式咧，完全係因為我哋以前嘅活動反應嚟嘅。
But we could have also had animal bodies before as well, you know.
咁我哋從前可能亦都曾經係有過一啲動物嘅身體嘅。
We're identifying with this body, and sometimes you know, we're not very happy with our position.
咁因為我哋認同自己嘅身體咧，有時候咧為咗自己，亦都因為自己嘅處境唔係咁開心嘅緣故咧。
Just like some ladies, they cannot stand to be called Mataji.
又好似咧，我哋會入邊有啲嘅女士咧，佢咧唔可以忍受別人稱佢做 Mataji 嘅。
I was in Mayapur last, oh, Gaurpurnima, and Jayadvaita Swami was giving one seminar. And a lady came.
在年龄之前的朱修坦耶的受神的庆典那里，他当时的妈妈没婆婆，扎巴德加马拉什就讲一个的，哦，扎耶对的 sorry， 扎耶对的 Swami 呢，他就给一个讲课，有一个妈妈知道，就是一个女士。
So this was a married girl, she was actually from Finland.
这个女仔已经结了婚了，她来自于芬兰。
And she said, I am not a walking womb.
她说呢And then?
Well, that was her complaint. That when people call me Mataji, do they think I'm just some walking womb?Every time, you know, this is what it means. You know, just I may be mother. You know, I'm not a mother. I don't have a child. I'm married, but I don't have a child. Why do they have to address me as a walking womb?
咁呢个女士咧，佢咧就喺度讲啦，大声疾呼，佢话，佢话咧，佢话我虽然结咗婚啦，但系咧我仲无儿无女啊。佢话我唔中意人哋叫我妈得知啊，因为我好似系一个行走嘅子宫胎腹啊，系是但咧，系啊 ，walking womb。
So you know, she really just couldn't tolerate. She hated it. She thought it was not.At all appropriate to her position.
咁咧，佢咧就強烈咁樣去反應咧，咁就即係認為就係話呢一種嘅稱謂咧，對佢自己嘅身份嚟講唔係咁合切。
And she could not understand that actually this is a way of respecting women.
佢唔明白得到，其實就係呢一種嘅稱謂咧，只不過係出於對女性嘅尊重。
It's not ridiculing them or minimizing their position, but it's glorifying them.
唔係去嘗試去貶低佢哋啦，而且事實上係咧去榮耀佢哋一種嘅方式嚟嘅。
Mother is the most respected person。
咁咧，母親咧係一個最受到尊崇嘅人物嚟嘅。
I remember there's one devotee's mother was Brahmananda's mother came to Prabhupada, and when she came to meet Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, "Bow down to your mother."
咁咧就話説有一回咧 ，Brahmananda Prabhu 嘅媽媽咧就嚟到 Prabhupada 去見 Prabhupada。咁咧當佢嚟到嘅時候咧 ，Prabhupada 咧就命令啊 ，Brahmananda Prabhu 咧係向佢嘅母親嚟到頂拜。
So the mother is given the most respect。
咁咧母親咧應該咧係被致以最崇高嘅尊重。
Just like in your Chinese culture, the mother always is given so much respect。
同樣喺我哋中國人嘅文化入邊咧，母親咧係受到至高的尊崇一樣。
Whatever mother says, that has to be followed, right?
無論媽媽講任何嘢咧，都要聽話嘅。
By the children, anyway.
兒女要聽話啦。
Anyway, this is the Kali Yuga.
呢個就係卡利年代啦。
That if you glorify someone, they think you're ridiculing.
咁咧你嘗試去榮耀一個人咧，有人可能以為你想貶低佢。
We're so conditioned, our minds are so polluted.
咁咧，我哋係咁受調限啦，我哋嘅思想係即係受到污染啊。
That even when people want to give respect, when they offer respect, the person feels, what's your motive? Why are you doing it?
咁你有時候咧，甚至乎你向別人致敬嘅時候咧，啲人可能會懷疑你嘅動機係啲咩嚟嘅。
But in Krishna consciousness, we're trying to cultivate genuine spiritual relationship.
咁咧喺 Krishna 意識入邊咧，我哋嘗試去培養一個真正嘅靈性嘅關係咧。
And on this, although on the spiritual platform we're all spirit souls and we don't make distinction between male and female, still we have these physical bodies.
咁啊，雖然喺靈性嘅層面咧，我哋冇男女嘅分野啦嚇，但係咧仍然咧，我哋咧仲抱有呢一個嘅，我哋仲擁有一個物質嘅軀體啊。
And we have to recognize the limitations and the different positions of these different
bodies.
I mean, we don't ask women to shave their heads.
咁我哋唔會叫女性去剃頭啦。
There are some differences.
咁咧，兩性之間係有分別嘅。
I told her, I said, you're lucky you're not a sannyasi, and people come and call you Maharaj like king.
佢媽同嗰個喺摩耶普嗰個女仔講，佢話：你好彩咯，你唔係托缽針冇人嚟叫你做馬拉松，馬拉松嘅意思即係國王咁解。
How about the Janava? Janava is a guru. She's a guru, right?
Yeah.
咁喺Mother Janava呢個尼提安納特嘅太太嗰個情況又點樣咧
？Yes, can be guru. Why not?
咁咧，女性都可以作為靈性導師嘅。
That is all right.
Janava
had many disciples.
咁咧，Janava 咧，佢有好多嘅門徒。
But not young women.
唔係一啲年青，唔係年青嘅女性咧，係可以作為呢一個靈性導師。
Older women in their older age.
咁咧，當女性係較年長嘅時候。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.